Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred Show. What?
Jenkins and Alfred Part 664, Not Moving Day. In the last episode, there was a squish-a-lanch, and certain people were fearful of their lives. I'm not a people, I'm a cat! And in this episode, some people... Is he talking about me?
I don't know yet. Let's listen.
Think things are happening that aren't. Oh, yeah, that sounds like me. Hey, buddy! Hello? Where are you? Oh, it's hide-and-seek time of the day.
Oh, no, it's not. Wait, that's not a regular scheduled thing we do.
Sure it is.
How come I can hear you so clearly, but I can't see you?
Because I'm a ghost, dog.
No, stop. You know I'm scared of ghosts.
You're afraid of ghosts?
Well, let's put it this way. I've never seen one, but if I did see one, I think I'd be afraid of it.
Oh, that's different. Okay. What if Chuck was a ghost?
He's not. I can see him right there.
Where? I'm right here. Oh, gosh! I didn't know you meant right behind me, dog. Scared old Jenkins boy every time. Okay, listen. I've got some intel.
You mean like intelligence that you've gathered?
Yeah, dog. That's what intel is. We're moving.
What? No, what?
That's the name of Forky's friend. What is he talking about?
Do you have Disney Plus at home, Chuck?
No, Alfred, I don't.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to ask it that way. I don't know why you took it that way. Hey, either way, there's Disney Plus here. We get to watch it. And there's this character named Forky from Toy Story 4, and he has lots of weird, funny questions.
Yeah, and he has this one friend that's a coffee mug, and his name is What No, and I'm not going to tell you why. You got to watch the show to find out. But I don't have Disney Plus. Oh. Okay, kids at home, cover your ears so there's no spoilers. Okay, so wait, kids, are you listening still? Okay, I didn't hear any answers, so we're good. The mom walks around holding the coffee mug all day on the phone going, What? No. What? No. Oh, because she's on the... Yes, there you go. Oh, that's funny. Okay. What were we talking about? Oh, kids, you can listen again. Okay. We're talking about... We're moving.
No, what?
Oh, you said it backwards, dog.
That's because I don't want to get sued.
Oh, excellent. Good choice. Okay. So get this. They were cleaning today.
Okay.
Doug, that almost never happens.
What are you talking about? Of course it happens.
I'm telling you, man. I saw things coming out from under beds. I saw sheets being washed and pillows being unpacked.
What do you mean unpacked?
Like the cases taken off and stuff. I saw duvets... emerging from duvet covers.
What is he talking about? He means like the inside of the comforter, the stuffing part. That's called a duvet, and the outside's the cover. Good grief. Is it just a comforter?
Maybe where you're from, dog.
We're from the same area. Come on.
And then, get this. I heard them talking about getting tools out and taking down beds.
Oh, no, that does sound like moving. Huh? Oh, no. I mean, when does anybody ever take apart a bed? Only when they're moving.
Or when they're getting another bed.
What?
Well, yeah, what you talking about there, Chuck? Seriously, you guys haven't been in the garage?
Have you been in the garage? You're not even supposed to be in the house.
Never mind that part. You should go to the garage.
Well, come on, dog. We've got some reconnaissance to do.
Oh, this door. I can't open this door. Dog, can you open the door?
That's a fire door.
It's not made of fire, it's made of metal.
No, it's to protect the people from fire. That's why it's metal.
But the around it's wood. Why wouldn't the wood just burn?
I don't know. Anyways, it's got springs and stuff. That's what makes it so hard. Okay, teamwork. Chuck.
Yeah?
Go climb on the handle.
The little circle part?
Yeah. Just cling onto it for your life.
Okay.
All right, are you there?
Yeah.
Jenkins, pull his tail.
Oh, okay.
What?
Ah! He tried to kill me!
Well, that's because you grabbed his tail, but look, the door's open.
How did that even work? I was so scared. Oh my gosh.
It's okay, you can let go now, Chuck.
Let go? Why did you grab my tail? Because the dog told me to.
All right, so we could open the door. It worked.
Why couldn't you just take your two paws and turn it?
Oh, yeah. I could have done that, too. Okay, we'll do that next time. What are all those metal frames all around the garage? Oh, man, they've already started moving stuff out.
Look closely.
No, I don't even recognize it. Oh, man, there's stuff here I've never even seen before.
Hold on, dog. Hold on. Chuck, are you trying to tell us that that's a new bed? There you go, Jenkins.
Oh, Jenkins got the point. I'll never get those right. It's always you, dog.
Wait a minute. Did you figure this out before I did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man. Now I feel really terrible.
Yeah, they're going to sell this new bed they just got.
Oh, gosh. No. Oh, I know what they're doing.
Go ahead.
They bought a new bed, so they got to take down the other bed so they can put the beds up.
But why would they do more than one bed?
Oh, I know this one, too. So because someone's getting the other bed, and then that person's getting the bed that they just got, and then the other person's not sure if they're going to be in the other bed or their own bed, and if they even want a different bed, because change is hard.
I didn't understand what you said, dog. As long as they're still moving, then I think I figured it all out.
No, there's no moving going on. Well, I mean, they're moving beds around. But no, we're not moving, we're staying here.
Forget it. I'm just going to go get some clumpy ice cream.
Oh, wait up!
The end.
What?